Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great show for you guys today. If you're in the cool movies, actors, producers, we have my dear friend Gonzalo Martin coming into the studio, as well as executive producer Maria Jose Michelucci coming into the studio from the new film Back to Lila. But before that, we want to do a couple plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you like the music we're going to be playing today, or if you just like to send a little nice note, we'd like to sometimes read some fan letters off the air, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, hit me up. That's at Tyrone Tan over on Twitter, T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy over on Twitter. And then on Instagram, thanks to the hacker there, we're at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. That's Tyrone Tan Official. And then last but not least, if you really want to hit me up on Facebook, you can hit me up over Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. All right. So without further ado, normally we'll have my guest co-host of the hour come on in. But, you know, one's taking a break right now. But we also want to say thank you to all the lovely guest co-hosts that have been on the show. I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' participation. And it's always fun having you guys. Like I said, I want to say just what's up to everybody that has been a guest co-host. But today we're going to be jamming to my guest of the hour real soon. But before that, I'm going to do a quick little movie review, which normally I kind of banter with my guest co-host. This is kind of feels weird. I haven't had a guest co-host in a while. Like I said, I normally like to rotate, but because we have a jam-packed show, I just want to bring in these guests. But before that, here's a quick little review. As I normally tell my guest co-host, did they get the memo? Which I have the memo in front of me. So here's a little quick memo that I'm going to do, a movie review. I got to see the movie Jurassic World Dominion, rated PG-13. So here's a little quick synopsis, thanks to IMDb. Here's a little quick synopsis on there. So Jurassic World Dominion, rated PG-13. Here it goes. 4 years after the destruction of Isla Nublar, dinosaurs now live and hunt. No, now live. Dinosaurs now live and hunt alongside humans all over the world. This fragile balance will reshape the future and determine once and for all whether human beings are to remain the apex predators on a planet they now share with history's most fearsome creatures in a new era. All right. Directed by Colin Trevorrow starring the awesome, we got Chris Pratt here. Who else is in this thing? There's a lot of great actors. I don't know if anyone else got to see it. Normally, that's kind of weird because I would normally say to my guest co-host, like, you know, did you like it? So I got to ask myself, did I like it? So I got to see this, and I got to see this. Actually, I saw it twice back to back. It's starring again Chris Pratt, Bryce Dallas Howard, Laura Dern, Sam Neill, Jeff Goldblum, DeWanda Wise, a plethora of great actors. BD Wong's back in here. I got to see this, and listen, I love the first one. I remember seeing Jurassic Park, the first one in the theaters. I've loved them since then, and I really actually like this one. It was a little longer than the rest of the, if I could, at least how I felt it was, but not in a bad way. It was a lot of action, a lot going on, but it was cool to see the reunion of especially the original cast all together, you know, in this movie. And I think just the dialogue was great, acting, you know, like I said, it was great to see the new gen cast and the older gen, or the original gen, together. And I just really liked it. I really enjoyed it, but I love seeing, I saw it in the IMAX, I also saw it in Dolby, and I saw it pretty much like back to back, so to speak. So, and then I'm planning to see it again. but I honestly think if you have not seen Jurassic World Dominion, I think it's a fantastic film that you should check it out in the theaters, if you can, and definitely on the big screen. So that's my little quick review. It's a, I think it was awesome. I think it was really great. And I think it was, like you said, it was a cool, I don't know. I don't say wrapping up because I don't know if there's going to be another one, but it was a good, wrapping up at least so far, of what the franchise of the movie is. So again, Jurassic World Dominion, out there starring Chris Pratt, Bryce Dallas Howard, Laura Dern, Sam Neill, Jeff Goldblum, DeWanda Weiss, Mamadou Ati, Bini Wong, and a bunch of great talent, and directed by Colin Trevorrow, out there in the theaters. Check it out. All right, so my next memo. I normally, again, guest co-host, I'll ask them, did they arrange a way to bring in the guest of the hour to make them feel special? So I gotta go back to my backup plan. My backup plan is that I want to make these guests feel really special, because normally we bring in people on, you know, sometimes limos, land speeders, Millennium Falcons. So I try to figure out what would be a good way to bring this guest in, because, you know, like, I don't know if you know this guest, but he's a dear friend, but I also do know he's an adventurer, and he loves to fly, and you know, he was a big fan of Top Gun, so I also thought maybe we should bring him in on like a F-14 or something like that. And so I thought maybe we should arrange a way to bring that. And that's what's hovering around. And then also, yeah, I don't know if he's skydived. I think he has. But, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if he has. So he's going to do some, you know, amazing feat. And he's coming in with also his executive producer. I don't know how this is going to happen. But I think they're both adventurous people. And they're going to be, you know, skydiving from the F-14 that we arranged. So without further ado, it's a cool new movie. It's called Back to Lila. And I have one of the stars as well as producer of the film, as well as the executive producer of this movie. And, you know, also if you're a gamer, this gentleman is also, he was in a really cool big franchise video game. It's called Life is Strange 2, who is the star of that. And we're going to get into his career. And then also, you know, we'll bring up more. There's so much to this guy. And then also, I like to tease him because you know, he also won, you know, he probably won't say it. He's a pretty humble guy. He also won a BAFTA award, which is a very big deal, in my opinion, which is like the British Oscars. So we're going to talk about more of Gonzalo Martin, who's going to be coming in. And so without further ado, I'm just going to be bringing him into the studio. He's going to be, I think I'm going to have to open up the ceiling door to make sure he could see us wave him in, and that I think that's him out there. He's like, I think he's rounding out, and I think I see the executive producer there too. She looks okay. Well, without further ado, we're gonna be bringing him in. Okay, so I'm gonna open it up, and then I'm just gonna cue him coming into the studio. Okay, on the count of three, I think he could notice me right there. He's got we opened up the hatch here. Here he goes on the count of three. Three, two, one. Here he comes. All right. Here he comes. Oh, he's coming on the F-14. He's spinning around. He's flying. Oh, look at that. Okay, look at all the fans all waving at him. What? Okay, he's about to jump off and skydive. He's got his executive producer right behind him. Here he comes. Oh, here he just leaped. Here, up the F-14. He's skydiving. He's landing. Oh, he's doing selfies, saying what's up to the fans. They're throwing roses at him. Here he comes landing. Here he comes. Oh, there comes his executive producer. Also, all right behind. Here he comes landing into the studio. Here he is, the star and producer of the new movie, Back to Lila. We got Gonzalo Martin landing into the studio, along with executive producer. She's landing. Oh, here she's coming, waving to the fans as well. Here she is. skydiving. She's also just did a twirl. Whoa, look at that. Here she is, executive producer of Back to Laya, Maria Jose Michelucci. Landing safe. Here they both are. We're back to Lila. Welcome, Gonzalo Martin and Maria Jose Michelucci. Welcome.
Hey, Ty, how's it going?
Welcome to StarWarsEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. All right. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Wow, look at all that fanfare. And you glided through pretty good. So again, Gonzalo Martin and Maria Jose Michelucci. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Surprisingly.
If you don't mind just putting the mic closer to
okay,
you.
Yeah,
there
sorry.
We go. There we go. And you can, yeah, there we go. So, well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to StarWarsEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. It was cool to have you here, man. Gonzalo, it's been a while. I know when you once you win a BAFTA award, you know, we got go through your people to kind of get you here. But you know, you could leave me room on the list right there. I was right here at the bottom. So yeah, you penciled me in there.
I just want to say thank you for having us, Ty. I was actually listening to what you were saying up in the plane, and I was thinking I should just stop paying my therapist and just come over here to listen to you. Just give me flowers. Thank you so much for your words.
No, that's great. Kind. Well, the last time you were here, you were a guest co-host.
Yes.
And now you're a guest of the hour.
I'm on the other side.
Yeah, now you're on the other side. When was the last time? It's been a couple of years, maybe?
I think it was 2017.
Pre-pandemic, right?
Yes.
Yeah, obviously. But yeah, so it's good to have you here. And then since then, did you win a BAFTA since? Yeah, you did.
Since then, yeah, I did the video game Life is Strange 2. I placed Sean Diaz. And that on 2020, unfortunately, you're right on the pandemic, but I won my my BAFTA award.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we'll get into that. But before that, I don't know if you did you get the memo? The memo?
Oh,
did you get the memo?
I don't think I got the
memo.
Oh,
gosh. You know, your people, we got to start talking.
Yeah, my people are not the best at communicating with me.
But what we like to do, if not fans already, we want to get these people out there to, if not already fans of you, but also, and Maria, you know, we want to get the audience to get to know you guys, so hopefully become even more fans, and also that, to support you guys, and most of all, hopefully, go out and check out Back to Lila,
yeah.
Which is a new movie coming out. And when does it release?
June 28th.
June 28th.
On VOD platforms, Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, Vudu.
Okay, cool.
A bunch of them.
Hulu.
No, Vudu.
Vudu.
All right. So what we want to do, I don't know if you got the memo, but the memo is, I don't know, Maria, did you get the memo?
No.
Okay, well, the memo is, here we go. It's a hard-hitting question. We start this off very hard-hitting, and then it goes kind of tames down.
Okay.
The hard-hitting question is, ready, Gonzalo?
I'm ready for it.
You are guest co-host, so you should remember what this hard-hitting question is. Okay, it starts off with, where are you born and raised?
I was born and raised in Argentina, and I came out here at the age of 18 to study filmmaking, well, acting. I went to film school. I really enjoyed my experience over there. And, I'm ranting off. Sorry.
Okay, yeah. Well, you'll be a great Jeopardy question contestant. And Maria Jose Michelucci.
Yeah.
I'm adding the little the accent because it sounds.
It's fine.
So, Maria Jose Michelucci, where were you born and raised?
I was born and raised in Argentina also.
Awesome.
Yes.
And now, Gonzalo, did you know growing up that you always wanted to be an actor, or in the entertainment industry growing up?
Yeah, interestingly enough, growing up, I used to write books, and I loved movies, and I would want to, like, write scripts. And I really realized that I loved the world of storytelling, but I wasn't sure what I wanted to be because I was like, I want to be a writer, and I want to be a cinematographer, and a director, and an actor. I wanted to do it all. But, you know, just life, little by little, guided me through different paths until at the age of 18, I rediscovered and refound my artistic path and decided to really follow it.
Oh, so when growing up, what did you originally think you were going to do before getting into entertainment?
My first, like, dream and original was the writer, but let's say I didn't have the most loving siblings or supporting, and they were like, oh, your books are no good, and I just veered off into different things and more like the adventure stuff. Uh-huh. And at the age of like 14, I was like, I want to be an astronaut. And so that's where how I started getting into the world of flying and trying to become a pilot. And I was really onto that world, and I was set to go to a school called Embry-Riddle in Florida. But literally on my last performance of the drama club in school, where I knew that this was my last time performing ever, so I really like made the most of it and enjoyed it. When I went down on stage, you know, and say hi to my family who were there to support, surprisingly enough, it wasn't just my small family. Like, my parents actually invited the big family, and in Latin America, families are big. And curiously enough, like, you know, they started telling me, like, oh, you did really good, congratulations, stop messing around with airplanes and do this for a living. And I was like, oh yeah, great joke. But like, by the time my relative number 40th said the exact same thing, something clicked in my head, and I was like, maybe I should do this for a living. But I didn't think it was a reality or possibility. I thought that you had to like be born and raised in the U.S. or like start off as a child actor and stuff like that. But that was a very long weekend in my head where I did not sleep. Uh-huh. And by the end of it, I was like, okay, I think this is what I want to do. And that's how I ended up switching.
Awesome. And Maria Jose Macalucci. I like to say it enough. Now I'm going to get in this. Did you know growing up by any chance that you always wanted to be in the entertainment industry? Or was there something you did beforehand? Or
I love going to the theaters and the movies also. And I start making plays in my hometown.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I enjoy it very, very much. So when this pitch about the movie came out, I really say I want to do it.
Oh, wow.
I want to get involved.
What was, what movies fascinated you growing up as a kid or in Argentina? Was there something like that fascinated you about movies itself?
Not really. Comedies, they are the best for romance comedy, they are the best for me. But I enjoy Disney movies.
Disney movies?
My age.
Okay. What's your favorite Disney film that you for you?
Oh, the first one that I love was Dumbo.
Dumbo? Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, the first one I loved. Because we have a book for children's in Argentina about an elephant, and so I catch it like really
That's awesome.
Fast to enjoy the elephants. I have a lot of elephants.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
By any chance, did you ever get to own an elephant or ride one?
Yes, I rode, in Thailand I rode. An elephant and a small elephant make me massage with the
trunk.
Okay, so I have massage and ride in an elephant.
That's awesome. And then Gonzalo Martin, what was that fascinating? Was someone or something that inspired you to become more an actor in entertainment? I know you said you had a lot of facets of other things, but was there someone that actually inspired you into the industry?
Well, yeah, my favorite genre is definitely dramatic films, and this might sound as a cliche, but my favorite actor is Leonardo DiCaprio, and for sure, like, all of his films, I was quite young to be watching this, but like Blood Diamond and all of the dramatic films, I was like, wow, like, and also I could see the impact that it would have on, you know, the people watching, my family. Right. And I was like, I want to generate this on people, you know, and tell these stories. And also it just looks cool. Another actor that I definitely looked up to so much Tom Cruise, you know, it was mostly because of Tom Cruise that I was like, I want to be a pilot, you know. But also, I was like, oh, you can, because he was a pilot as well. But I was like, you can be a pilot and an actor, and so that's how I was like, oh, I want to be him. He's adventurous. He's like the Mission Impossible and everything. So it was definitely between him and DiCaprio, because he's the action side of it, and DiCaprio is more the dramatic. And I would definitely say I'm a more dramatic actor, but I would love to get into action too.
Okay, let's say this. What was it about Leo that struck you out of all the actors? And then what is it about Tom Cruise that struck you? Like, what was that? The je ne sais quoi of the, what was that thing that about Leo, let's say?
Leo is just so capturing, you know, and he can generate so many emotions and feelings in you. And I was like, what is it that I'm feeling that, like, this person is generating on the other side of the screen? And so definitely I was like, oh, that's good acting. That's what I want to, like, do and achieve and, like, provoke and generate in people. Tom Cruise was just like, oh, he does cool stuff for like a living. He gets to jump out of cool places, skydive, parachute, all that stuff. And I was like, I want a mixture of both, you know. But I looked up to both of them a lot growing up, and so they were my like goal and target.
Okay. I know that you have a period in your life that you look much from Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
you know?
I definitely tried to make myself look as much as.
Oh, that's awesome.
I admired him a lot, yeah.
So those are two people you probably want to meet, right?
Oh, for sure. And work with, like, I'd love to be in the next cut. I was kind of sad and offended that I wasn't in the second a Tough Gun. And yeah, working with Leo would be a dream come true for sure.
Well, we got a surprise for you. You guys want to come? No. I think I admire them both as talents in this industry, but I could see why you like both of them. They're cool. Those are good answers. Now, is there for you? Did you have a favorite actor or actress in general? Maria Jose Macalucci. I'm just gonna say
I love Julie Andrews.
Oh yeah, Sound of Music.
Yes, I love her. I love Diane Keaton. I love her. And I love, I don't know names.
Let me ask you this. Was there a childhood crush you had on a movie star growing up? Or I don't know if it was an Argentinian actor, or it could be American, or just in general?
No,
anyone that you had, no?
No, not particularly, no.
Not Brad Pitt, not George Clooney, not the babes.
Okay, the basics, yeah. Everybody likes Tom Cruise
George Clooney.
George Clooney, oh my God. When I knew the story about the restaurant he bought here in
Smokehouse?
Smokehouse. I have to go there. I have to be. Maybe he's waiting.
You know, I'll give you a little tidbit about George Clooney. I had got to work with him on a show years ago called ER.
Yeah.
And I was doing like a guest spot on there. And this is how I sum up George Clooney. And to this day, I think I told Gonzalo this. I was in the makeup trailer. And, you know, when we were doing, you know, getting ready.
Yeah.
And it was my first, one of my first jobs as an actor. And then all of a sudden, the makeup trailer opened, and in comes George Clooney. And he comes straight at me, and he puts out his hand. He's like, Tyrone Tan? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, George Clooney. I was like, yeah, I know who you are. I go, like, how do you know who I am? And he's, well, I looked at your name on the call sheet, and I just want to welcome you aboard. Just want to welcome you on the set. If you need any coffee, water, let me know. And I was like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah, I just want to welcome you. And he walked out, and I remember looking at the makeup artist. I go, is he really that nice? And he goes, like, no, he's really that nice.
Oh, nice.
And throughout that whole week while I was, you know, there, so to speak, he was doing Batman at the same time, and he would, like, I saw his work ethic. He would work on ER during the day, and then he would go, I'm gonna do Batman, and the next, you know, go there, and then he come back. And I was like, wow. But he was just such a sweet guy.
Yeah.
Like, at the end, it made me, like, appreciate him. And obviously, there's a lot of the cast, but especially him, Noah Wiley, who I did a lot of the scenes with. But I was like, this guy was he was at the peak of the stardom on ER, that I was like, wow, he was kind enough to initiate, you know, the initiation is to say hi, but also throughout the week. And then I remember at the end, I wanted to take a photo with everybody, and I was so hesitant because I was like, oh, I don't know, I want to ask him for photos. And I went to Noah Wiley, and I was like, hey, Noah, do you mind if we take a photo? And I would love to get George. He's like, yeah, George, get over here. And he's like, George, he's like, and he was like, yeah, picture time. I was like, and he came, we took pictures, and I was like, and I really, like, was so touched by how sweet he was. That this is what I remember, and I've told Gonzalo this. I think a week or two later, after that, I did that episode. He had a movie coming out. It was called One Fine Day with Michelle Pfeiffer. It was like a romantic comedy, and I remember, like, my friends going, "Hey, we go see a movie tonight. What should we see?" And it was like one action movie or the one. And then I said, "Let's go see One Fine Day. And they're like, a romantic comedy? They're like, why would you want to see that? And I go, oh, it's got George Clooney in it. I just worked with him and I want to support his movie. And all of a sudden, I went because, not because I wanted to see the movie itself, I wanted to support him, right? Yeah. But here's the mentality now. All these years, every time he has a movie or something, I want to support him because he was so, he made this positive impact. Mm-hmm. And I always said, wow, imagine though, if he was a jerk, or maybe if he was not as much positive, like would I support his movies? So anytime I see a young actor starting or whatever, I said, always be nice, always, because for all these years, he's made that positive impact made me want to support him all these years.
Yeah.
And then that's why I say, you know, you never know how much impact you could have on somebody. Gonzalo, you could meet someone at the airport, and then you could have that one impact. And then someone's like, oh, I met that guy. And like 10 years from now, you're like the biggest star. He's like, oh, but I remember him. He was so nice and this and that. So I don't know. I always get, not butterflies, but anytime I bring up someone, George Clooney, I have to kind of like talk about him because you glowed when you were mentioning him. And I thought, well, maybe just to add to that glow, to give you a little positive insight about him.
I know he's a very good person, and he has a lot of movements for helping people and supporting
what he did for his friends.
Well, that's awesome.
What he did for his
So from Gonzalo, and sorry to segue there, but from going from Argentina. So then, when was that pivotal point where you said, you know what, I gotta move out to US, I gotta do this, I gotta go and go there and, you know, do this career?
Well, I was very nervous for sure at first when I was, you know, making this huge change from being training as a pilot and about to go to a great school that I was already enrolled to and everything. And, you know, announcing to my family and my parents of like, hey, there's this big change I want to make. I was honestly quite nervous. Because, you know, not everybody gets to have, you know, that much support.
Yeah.
But my parents were incredible, and my siblings as well. They were like, I was nervous, hoping an answer of like, are you crazy? What are you thinking about? Nobody makes it, you know, all these things. And they're like, yes, do that. We support you 100%. Like, we can see you in that. We can see that when you're on stage, you're glowing and you're really on your element. So go ahead. They told me the only thing, if you're going to do it, try and go and do it at the best place that you can and try and become the best. And that's when I realized, okay, if I want to do this, I have to go out to LA. And, you know, that's where the world is, the industry is. And I started looking for schools and, you know, I ended up in the film school. I went to New York Film Academy.
That's awesome.
I really enjoyed my experience there. And after that, you know, I just started working the different audition processes and everything, visas that you have to get as a foreign student. But luckily, you know, I've worked enough as an actor to be able to get my artist visa and so on, that which eventually culminated in the BAFTA, which allowed me to get my green card. So I'm very happy that I'm now, you know, stable in the country and just being able to work here and be in the industry forever now.
That's awesome. Well, let's backtrack a little bit. So after, you know, film school, and you're studying acting, at one point was it like, because soon after, congratulations, you did your first lead feature in a movie called When It Rings.
When It Rings, correct, and that's where you and I met.
Yeah, and so tell the audience a little bit about that character and what that movie is about.
Oh wow, it's been a couple of years. His name wasn't Mark.
Oh,
it was Mark too. Yeah, was it Mark? It was Mark too, right?
I know. I have to remember now. But tell the audience about, at least about that.
So it was When It Rings, and it's a psychological thriller, and it was a character where, you know, it was a kid who had been through, you know, abuse from his father and just, you know, a very bad relationship. So he was kind of traumatized, and he goes back to his childhood home.
Zach Garland.
Yeah, it was Zach. And he goes back to his childhood home, and a bunch of, you know, weird stuff starts happening around him, where he starts to wake up and realize that there's more to, you know, his childhood story than he actually was told. And I don't want to give anything out. So little by little, he, along with his, you know, neighbor, or maybe childhood crush, he starts to unveil and uncover the truth. So it's a pretty cool psychological thriller. I believe it is coming out soon as well.
And you got to work with
I got to work with Sally Kirkland, amazing. And
Golden Globe winning actress, Oscar nominated actress as well. What was it like working with someone legendary like her?
I loved it because she made it so... We also did a couple of like, you know, training sessions before with her. And so I got to, you know, see one of the greatest at her work doing, you know, doing her thing. Yeah, just when we're actually on set working, she would just make me feel so, you know, relaxed and contained. And even for, you know, the hard scenes where I would have to cry or anything like that, she would just come before and she would tell me, breathe, and just pretty much calm me down for what the scene that was coming up. And that would allow me to really be in the moment with her and not really stress and worry about, hey, am I doing a good job or not? So working with her was a pleasure, seriously.
Awesome. So then you went from When It Rings, your first lead. What was it like carrying on a lead role first? Because it parlays into the next movie, which is Back to Lila. But what for that, that's your first lead, your first feature, everything. What was that? Was it? Did you feel pressure? Did you feel like, oh, I'm ready for this? Or how did you feel?
It was definitely scary because I was pretty much in every scene. So I wasn't sure, you know, if I already had it in me or not. At first, for sure, I was nervous if I was being able to carry the film or not. But I mean, you were there as a producer as well, and you were amazing at it because also you gave me a lot of, you know, support and comfort knowing that, hey, I'm looking at the dailies, everything looks great, don't even worry about it, you know, you enjoy this process. So you really lifted a lot of weight off of me knowing that it was coming along great.
Well, and I knew, number one, I knew you were good and you were going to care, and I was proud of you for that. And not only that, but I, you know, everyone involved, but especially you, if I didn't feel that you could carry it, I think I would have said something early on. But I definitely knew, you know, it was time that for you, in my opinion, you're a leading man, so, and you're a good actor.
Thank you,
which
John.
Then parlays, well, let's go from that. Obviously, we want to get to Back to Lila, but I want to have the audience get to know, because they really appreciate how quickly you've kind of risen. So from that, then you all of a sudden, You land a role starring in a video game. And let's talk a little bit quickly about that, really.
Yeah, that was also kind of crazy in my career, unexpected. I remember auditioning for it and not hearing it
it's
for another
Life
6
is Strange
months.
Too, right?
Yeah, but I didn't know what I was working on for like a year into the job. It was crazy. But I got, you know, I got casted, and it was my first voiceover gig ever, which also surprised me because in film school, I wasn't the best voiceover, you know, actor in the studio, and I wouldn't get as much time in the studio as maybe my classmates. So when they cast me, I was like, are you sure you guys want me? Because I'm not experienced at all, and, you know, this is my first thing. And they were like, yeah, we want you. You have a, like, youthful voice into your, you know, to your, there's a youthfulness to your voice and what we liked and whatnot. And that was a 3-year process that we record.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a long time.
I remember it was a long time.
Doing the job. Like I said, it was my first voiceover gig. So I remember the first couple of episodes when we were recording, it would take me, like, we would record maybe like 40 lines in 1 hour. And the director would tell me, like, this is not good. We need to be doing like 60 to 80, you know, because we need to get moving. The director suggested that I go do a little experiment on the streets. Maybe he suggested it in a, you know, kind of strong manner. But he, you know, my character, he's a young kid that all of a sudden loses everything, and he's left on his own with his little brother to walk the streets, to walk all the way from Seattle, Washington, Seattle, all the way down to Mexico. And so he suggested that I go hang out, you know, in the streets with homeless people for, you know, just a day to see what it's like to, you know, be hungry and be out there alone and feel not safe and stuff. But the way that he proposed it was just a little bit not of my liking. So in my head, I was like, I need to show this guy that I'm for reals and that I'm really into doing this job right. And so I decided to not just go hang out with the homeless, but I went sleeping on the streets for a weekend. And that really changed. That was a game changer. I went method, let's say. Honestly, it was an amazing experience. I learned a lot. I have so many memories from it. I grew a lot from it. But my favorite part is that when I went back the next Monday to record, the director was like, okay, let's see if we can get anything good. And I started giving him like all one-liner takers. He's like, keeper, 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 until like the third line that I just gave it on a one take. He was like, okay, what did you do? And that's when I told him, well, I went to sleep on the street. I took your advice and whatnot. And for a little bit, he didn't believe me at all. But once he actually did, that's when I really feel like everything changed in our relationship working together, because I feel like I got his respect, and I started respecting him a lot more as well, because I could hear the difference in my performance. So that was a little bit of Life is Strange and how it came about.
So, and then from that led into winning the BAFTA Award for Best Performer for a Video Game, which is the British Academy Film and Television Arts Award.
Correct? Yes.
And what was that like feeling for that, winning that award? I mean, that was like, I mean, no, I've known people for years that have even won that award. And what was it like winning? Like, it's kind of like the equivalent of the Oscars for British.
Yeah, it was truly a dream come true. I remember when I left Argentina exactly 5 years before that, I remember thinking, and I was young and I didn't know how hard the industry really is. So I remember saying like, oh, if in 5 years, you know, I'm not nominated for like a big award or win a big award, like, that's it. And like, that's it. What? Like, are you going to give up? Like, what's the deal? But clearly I was young, naive. And so, you know, I was filling my mouth with things that I shouldn't be saying. But interestingly enough, the universe works in magical ways. I was literally manifesting that day, you know, in 5 years, I want to win this. And what's crazy is that exactly 5 years on the dot, I got nominated for it. And I was like, whoa. This actually works. Yeah. And then I was like, I hope I really win it. I really want to win it. And I was up against Norman Reedus and a bunch of other like really big actors. So I was like, I'm not going to win it. I mean, it's enough that I've been nominated, so I should just be happy with that. But then I was like, no, if I think that way, I'm not like, the universe is going to be like, oh, he's satisfied with the nomination. So I started thinking like, I really do want to win it. I hope I win it. I'm going to win it. I'm going to win it. And crazy enough, the day of, you know, they called out my name and I couldn't believe it. There's a video of me like reacting to it on my social media and I just went bonkers.
Well, I was proud of you, and I remember calling you that day too, and it was really cool, but I'm very, very proud of you. So that's awesome. And then what then leads up to Back to Lila, which is coming out June 28th on all platforms, pretty much, right?
PODS, Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, Voodoo. I believe like DirecTV, yeah.
Okay. So what we're going to be doing, we're going to cut to a music break, and we're going to be going into the nitty-gritty right after the break of Back to Lila, which comes out June 28th. I'm going to say that again.
Awesome.
And it comes out on
Voodoo, Amazon, iTunes,
Google Play.
And DirecTV and a couple of others that I can't remember.
And is there a website or social media?
Yes, at Back to Lila on Instagram.
And Lila is spelled Lyla.
Correct.
Okay. Well, cool. And then you have social media yourself?
Yes, it's I'm Gonzalo Martin. I-M-G-O-N-Z-A-L-O Martin.
Okay. And Maria Jose Macalucci, do you have social media? Are you on social media or not really?
I have my Instagram, but for my family.
Okay, not a problem. Okay. Well, cool. Well, we're coming back. We're going to do a quick music break, and we'll be back more with actor and producer of Back to Lila, coming out June 28th. And executive producer Maria Jose Macalucci, from Back to Lila. We'll be right back here with Gonzalo Martin and Maria Jose Macalucci of Back to Lila right after this music break. Will be covered. And I'm going to introduce this song. No, and it's weird because I normally have my guest co-host. I'll say this, but I'm going to be playing, actually, she was a great guest. I'm going to be playing Jade Pateri with Over You Now. And we'll be right back. Again, here's Jay Pateri with Over You Now, and we'll be right back.
All genres, all indie. Now listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
My heart, and why can't I stop writing about them in the backseat of my car? They call me pretty, call me sweet, then turn around and leave. And now they got me asking, what the hell is wrong with me? Maybe I'm too sentimental, or maybe they're just detrimental. Babe, my heart is not a rental, playing games ain't fundamental. For you, maturity is scary, cause baby, I'm not overbearing. I'm
you're way too caring. I think my brain needs some repair.
I'm done, worn out, not angry, I'm just over it now. I'm done with feeling down, not petty, I'm just over you now. I'm done. If I'm no fun, I'm actually boring. When all you do is keep ignoring my texts, my calls, now I'm imploring if I was even worth adoring. You tell me I'm so fascinating, and then you go on calculating if I'm even a bit worth dating. All you boys are frustrating.
Over You Now by Jade Pateri. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But most of all, if you really like it, check her out. Jade Pateri, she's out there. That's J-A-D-E-P as in Paul, A-T-T-E-R-I, Spotify, all that kind of good stuff. Check her out. Check her out on social media. She was a great guest, but I love promoting her. She's great, and I like that song. So again, Over You Now by Jade Pateri. Check her out. And we are back here with my guest of the hour. We have BAFTA award-winning performer, actor, producer from the new movie, Back to Lila, coming out June 28th. We have Gonzalo Martin. Welcome back.
Thank you for having us.
And executive producer of Back to Lila, coming out June 28th. I'm going to keep promoting. Maria Jose Macalucci.
Hi again.
Welcome back. So again, so let's get into the nitty-gritty. So let's talk about your new movie, Back to Lila. Tell the audience a little bit about what the story is and what inspired you to get involved, not only as an actor, but also as a producer.
Absolutely. So it's a story about a young man who's kind of, you know, lost in his own world and life and heartbroken by his recent breakup. And he discovers that he's actually going to die soon. So he decides to round up his childhood friends, which are quite estranged. And they basically go on this crazy journey to find the love of his life, who, you know, the one that got away, for Mark, the main character, to actually find some closure and say goodbye for one last time. Now, there is a great little, you know, plot twist at the end. That's what made the movie so special for me, and that's why I liked it. I'm not going to give it away, but that's pretty much the premise and synopsis of the film.
And your character?
My character is Mark Goldman.
And what was it like playing that character?
a lot of fun because it was just different from the original, my first experience, you know, as a the Zach Garland characters was kind of more traumatized and, you know, kept to his own. Mark was just a lost kid, you know, but with an amazing group of friends that are just trying to tell him how amazing he is along the way. And basically, it's a story of self-discovery, really. So I not only, you know, it was great to play that character, but through that character, I had a lot of self-discovery myself. So it was definitely an amazing experience to actually get to play it. And I think that's what I love about acting. You get to play all these different characters, you know, be all these different people.
And what was it like about the script? So it was written by, who was it written by?
So the script was written by my best friend from film school. He's a screenwriter, Guillermo Noriega. Shout out to him. The way it happened is this one time I was, again, apparently I'm heartbroken quite a lot, but I was heartbroken for, I guess, some other girl or something. And I was telling him when we were in the car and we had to like park at the parking lot. And after I told him all like my sadness of my situation, his way of, you know, cheering me up was, because he's a storyteller by nature, his way of cheering me up was, hey, I'm going to tell you a story I think you're going to like. And I was like, a story right now? I just told you, you know, I pour my heart out. But he told me the story about, you know, the film. And I just felt so connected with the main character's story and journey that by the time that he finished it and he told me basically all this, the story, I fell in love with it. I was like, I love this story. Let's make it. Like, we're going to make it. Let me just figure out how to, but we're going to make it. And it took a couple of years until we actually had the opportunity to meet the right people to make it. But that's pretty much how it happened. I am heartbreak.
Awesome. And Maria Jose Macalucci, as executive producer, what was it about this particular script when you read it? What made you say, I got to get involved with this? I got to, you know, help, you know, executive produce this. Like, what was it about that particular story for you?
Yeah, I like Disney movies, so I have been so Inside Out, mm-hmm. and the moment they pitched it, I think, that's ring a bell on some, but I can't tell you because it's gonna be a spoiler.
Okay.
But I love the story, and I think that it has potential, and the crew and the cast that we get is amazing. So that's why I prefer this. I like this movie.
Awesome. Well, speaking of crew and cast, tell other people who are involved. There's a director who directed this?
Absolutely. America Young. She was an amazing director. For our producing team, it was actually composed of many, many amazing producers. But we have Julie Bersani, Graham E. Sheldon. America's also a producer. I became a producer myself in it as well. We had Ana Menendez, and we have... I think that's our entire producing team, but definitely, you know, America and Julie, they took it above and beyond. They're amazing filmmakers, just storytellers themselves, very incredibly resourceful. America's having an amazing career as a director herself now. She's directing a lot of television. So we were very fortunate to have the team that we did.
Well, let's give some shout outs to some of your cast members and stars of the movie as well, along with you.
Absolutely. So our amazing cast is composed by, well, our Lila by the beautiful Hazzy Harrison.
Okay.
Our Rebecca, which is our antagonist, by the incredibly talented Emma Kinney. Our group of friends, it's Chris Lee from the show Legacies. He is hilarious in our film. He really went above and beyond. Charlie Morgan Patton, Esteban de la Isla, Alex Felix, and we had a recurring character, an amazing actress as well, Tracy Toms. So we were really lucky to have this kind of ensemble cast that really took the movie above and beyond. And I'm really excited for people to watch it because it's a really wholesome and feel-good movie.
Awesome. So coming out.
Sorry, we also have Patricia.
We have Patricia Rae.
You have Nikki Rodriguez.
Ricky Rodriguez.
E.R. Ruiz.
E.R. Ruiz. Danuber Hermosillo. Let me see if I can name all of our
David
amazing Matthew? Cast. Yes, David Maddie. I don't want to forget anyone.
Danube?
Now.
Wait, did you?
Danube Hermosillo, Dove Cameron.
Amber Martinez?
Amber Martinez. Oh. You have the list there.
Kyle Langdon? Kyle Langdon Weirich?
Yes, everybody was just so incredible and amazing. We're very, very happy. Thank you guys. You know, if they're listening out there, thank you so much for being a
Sarah
part
Grace,
of this incredible
Sarah Grace
journey.
Hart, George Janko.
Yeah, George Janko as well, too.
Jeannie Elise.
Yes, Jeannie.
Am I missing anybody? Did I say everybody?
I think so.
I'm just reading off of I'm going to be here. But again, if we're missing, well, it's on you. This is your movie.
Yeah, right? I'm sorry if I forgot anyone, truly.
No, I hear. But so again, speaking of, how can they check this out?
They can check it out. You know, it's coming out on Amazon and iTunes, VOD. We're working on the, you know, streamer platforms. But June 28th, you can go check it out. If you do, we really hope that you enjoy it. And if you do enjoy it, please leave a review. That really helps with the algorithm and, you know, getting more people to watch. And again, like I said, it's a very nice, feel-good movie. I think a lot of people are going to enjoy it. So go check it out.
Awesome. Again, the movie is called Back to Lila, releasing June 28th. And then social media is one more time for it. Anything or website?
Yes, at Back to Lila.
That's at Back to Lila. And then that's spelled L-Y-L-A. So B-A-C-K-2-T-O-L-Y-L-A.
Yeah.
Back to Lila.
Back to Lila.
Check it out. Yeah, I'm really proud of you. I'm really excited for both of you, and it's really awesome to see you grow. And I, like I said, I'm so excited for both of you, and then to see this coming out. And then also, you have a production company.
Yeah.
You have Foster Productions.
Foster Productions.
Awesome.
Is our company. It's become, because we are a foster family, so that's why we want to get the name of the production company, like our foster kids.
Awesome. Well, that's so sweet.
Get involved in.
That's awesome. So what would you want to do next? What would the next kind of film that you want to do? Obviously, you got Back to Lila, When It Rings. What's the next kind of role you would like to do? And maybe we'll put it out there. Who would you like to work with?
Oh, well, I definitely like to work with Tom Cruise and Leo DiCaprio someday. I'd love to be in the franchise of, you know, Jurassic World or Top Gun. Those are two of my favorite films as well, franchises. But what other, like, future project would I like to produce? I'd like to do something related to the adventure world. So maybe a boat movie or, you know, something like that. I am trying to develop and produce a adult cartoon that I'm very excited about that hopefully, you know, I can get it made in the upcoming future. But yeah, I would say for me, myself, as an actor, it'd be great to do like an adventurous movie.
Awesome. Well, I know we got to wrap up here, but the show's ultimately about inspiring others. You guys been inspired, and we want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, become an actor, maybe a producer, or maybe an executive producer, or just follow their dreams in general? We'll go with ladies first. Maria Jose Macalucci, executive producer of Back to Lila. What inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone?
Be yourself and do what you have to do, and you're going to get proud, your family and you about yourself.
Okay, and last but not least, BAFTA award-winning performer, actor, producer, Gonzalo Martin of Star Back to Lila. What inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone out there that wants to do what you do or follow their dreams in general?
I think if you can believe it, you can achieve it. So once you really want something and you go after it and you show to the world and the universe that you're trying to go after it, the universe conspires in your favor, and you just have to keep believing that it's going to happen and keep working towards at it.
Well, good job. Well, words spoken. Well, I wish you both nothing but the best of luck. God bless you guys both. Best of luck with your movie, Back to Lila, again, releasing June 28th. And again, check it out at Back to Lila on social medias.
Correct.
And again, it's going to be on Amazon, Vudu, iTunes.
Google Play.
But again, just look it up. Back to Lila. It should be out there. And again, proud of you, my man. Congratulations on all your success. And proud of you as well, Maria. Again, it's so great to see just nice people doing good work out there.
Thank you. God bless you guys all.
And thank you all for tuning in. And I always appreciate and grateful for all your guys' listenership. I always see the numbers, and I'm just so excited for all you guys that's always participating. Thank you guys. And I like to end off the show. Matthew 19:26. In man, things are impossible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.
Bye.